Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Hour number two here on a Friday. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it on Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. This time next Friday, it'll be our first Football Friday.
It will be.
We'll have had the opener done and over with. We talking about Sunday
with
Night Football.
The Cowboys having just traded Parsons.
Has that hit you yet, though, that like this is kind of it? Like
football is played in 6 days.
Yesterday really got the college season underway. We even had a ranked team play. Tonight, no ranked teams, but Auburn, Baylor, Georgia Tech, Colorado are kind of the marquee games. Tomorrow we have 2 top 10 matchups. Sunday we've got another one. I mean, it starts in earnest.
Remember what I said about the desert?
I can see the oasis.
The thing about it is that it also currently doesn't affect me that, like, yeah, it's like, oh my God, we're already here. Like, it's around the corner. No. I know that it's darkest before the dawn. And,
right.
Like, the next.
The darkest was Tuesday. We're so close yet so far.
Honestly, it's just going to be like, ready? Next Wednesday is going to be hell itself.
See, I don't know about that because we're also going to have a Monday night college football game. Just the one. We're going to have one.
It might be Tuesday.
So it might be Tuesday where it's like, okay, we had that. Okay, but Thursday's still a little bit away. But like that's the thing, too. We've got the Brazil Friday night game.
But Tuesday's also day after Labor Day.
Oh, right. So, yeah, the 3-day holiday week.
So it's going to hit you like a Monday, but it's also going to be a Tuesday.
That's right. That's
Isn't
right.
that the worst kind of Tuesday? The Tuesday that's actually a Monday?
No, you know, I'll say no just because it does equal a 4-day work week for many.
Yes, but that's the start of it.
It's the start of it, but it's a bonus. That's why I never put Monday as the worst day of the week. You had the day off before. Even if you were it was a day off of work, you were able to at least somewhat relax, maybe sleep in, hang out, do what you wanted to do. That's why Tuesday's always been to me the worst day of the week. Monday was the day before. Now you're in the early middle part of the week. Wednesday, at least, you know, it's hump day, right in the middle. Tuesday, you're still in the beginning parts of the week. That's why it's the worst.
But does that fix it?
It burns a little bit when it's the Monday,
right?
But at least you had the day off before. I think that's the key part. You had the day off before.
But I feel like it makes it worse because it's that Tuesday, but it's also like it hits you like a Monday. But then Wednesday is all of a sudden going to fix it and be like, oh man, we're already at Wednesday.
Yeah.
But then that Wednesday is also right before that first football game, and it's so close you could taste it, and it's still not there. So that Tuesday I think is going to be the worst next week, also because Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, absolutely. Worst day of the week by a margin for me. What is going to burn, though, without Micah Parsons there, I mean, we've mentioned it, even with Parsons there, there's a good chance the Cowboys are bad. The first game of the year might kind of be a dud. The last few years, we've been kind of graced with some good games. Detroit beating Kansas City. Last year, if Isaiah Likely just doesn't have a big foot, Baltimore probably wins. Like, we've had some good banger openers. I think next Thursday might
I hope it is.
Might kind of be a dud.
I hope Dallas gets the smackdown that they deserve, especially after this.
I want that, but then when I'm watching it in the third quarter, it's not close. I'll be like, this kind of sucks.
I want people to turn off the Dallas Cowboys. I really do.
Well, and that's the key. You want, to a certain extent, you almost want Jones to be punished for this, right? But I mentioned their first home game, it's going to be sold out. There might be boos, but a bunch of people will be there. You'll still get the scene of when the doors open and it's the just the general admission. You'll still get people running in there. That'll still happen. I want a good game, and I just don't think we're going to get it. 803-0550, the number to call. We go back to the phones. Nick is with us next. Nick, how are we doing today?
How you doing, guys?
Doing well.
Great. I'm really just calling because I think Jerry did this to give his team an out. I mean, if he has Micah Parsons, you know, Trayvon Diggs, they got the other corner coming back from injury, and then you went out and got Pickens to line up with CeeDee Lamb, and you got Dak Prescott coming back. The team has to play well if you got all those star players.
Right,
now that Mike is gone, the team is allowed to be 6 wins, maybe 5 wins, and then Jerry looks like a genius, and he's like, oh, see, guys, I was planning for the future, and now we got a whole bunch of, you know, future draft picks, 2 in each, you know, the next 2 years, first round, 2 of them, and he gives the team an out.
I think
if you kept Micah Parsons and paid him, then they have to win 8-10 games.
And a lot of your salary, Nick, thanks for the call, and a lot of your salary is going to 3 players. One of them is an aging quarterback who keeps getting hurt. Like, oh, man. And that's the thing, too. Dak gets hurt again, and Parsons is out. Oh, then he's sitting there. I can't fire Brian Schottenheimer. Like, I got to let him
keep
build
my puppet.
Yeah, I got to let him build this out. I think Nick's maybe onto something there.
Nick might be onto something in a little bit of it. It's like a recovery sort of thing.
Well, it's like you said, you know, he may have fallen to a good deal by mistake. It's because the ego got there.
Right.
This could be the same thing of...
It's the fallout of, now I don't look bad because, hey, we were not going to be good anyway.
Yeah, the brass could be sitting there going, hey, so we're not going to be good, and we're not having a good situation with Parsons. We trade him, get picks, and be bad. To Nick's point, they have an out.
They have an out now, and I think that's the perfect – I don't think that's why they did it. I still think that has to do with ego at every turn with Jerry Jones there. But it's I do love that from Nick, though. Like, it is the perfect parachute.
Yeah. Deron Bland, by the way, is the other corner.
So,
He is also better than Trayvon Diggs. Just as a corner.
Diggs had 1 year where he got a lot of picks, but he was also getting toasted half the time. That's why he got so many picks, is because quarterbacks were not scared to throw at him.
Well, it does help when you were originally a wide receiver and had to convert to corner. He does not have the same mantra that most corners do, which is you're on defense because you can't catch.
Mm-hmm.
He is, in fact, not fat. He could catch. He had 11 picks in 21, by the way.
He can catch.
He can catch.
I will say, though, it's brilliant because, again, what does Jerry love more than Jerry? Jerry being smart.
We were only going to win 6 games this year anyway, so we traded Micah so that we could start rebuilding for the future. I'm Jerry Jones.
I will always give Jones credit on this, though. He does usually draft well.
Yes.
Very rarely will you have a Dallas team that doesn't have a star player that they drafted.
Or at least, at minimum, a solid first-round pick, typically.
Yeah, they usually do very well. I mean, Deron Bland, Trayvon Diggs. We'll see about Donovan Ezeraku. Like, they may already have some good dudes on the defense because they do typically draft well. Look at Dak as well. They get him in the 4th round. Worked out for them. CeeDee Lamb's a draft pick of theirs. Jake Ferguson's a draft pick of theirs. They typically draft well. The problem is, and I've said this for a while too, is the coaching hires usually are much more to the liking of Jones. He likes the yes men. He kept Jason Garrett far longer than he should have. Mike McCarthy, who I have more respect for, or at least I think he gets too much hate, he kind of saves McCarthy in a way. McCarthy comes over there after the ending in Green Bay in which he seemingly was villainized by Aaron Rodgers, made to be kind of like the fool sort of deal. And then Brian Schottenheimer, who I think maybe more than almost any of them really feels like a yes man kind of hire. Mm-hmm. But they typically do end up drafting very well.
I'm not sure about that right now, man. I'm looking back at their draft classes.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they really didn't get much of an impact out of outside of their offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. They really didn't get much. And part of that is one was injury, but also you're not getting much statistical input from a couple of them. Two of them are offensive linemen,
mm-hmm.
Cooper Beebe in the third round, Tyler Guyton in the first. But Mozzie Smith was a first-round pick 2 years ago.
No, yeah. Like their
he
last
only
like,
has two sacks in his career.
Yeah, their last like three drafts. No, you're right. Last three, maybe even four. Not great. That's
Jake
right.
Jake Ferguson is kind of the – Jake Ferguson and the offensive line are what's saving him right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's invested three high picks into offensive linemen in the last 3 years, two firsts and a third. But outside of that, Jake Ferguson's the only one that's really been kind of – I won't say really, but like he's only the one that's been the most relevant,
mm-hmm.
and it's not even close. And what do they do this year, though? First round? Go back to the offensive line. It's safe. It makes them look good.
Well, no.
Jerry Love's looking like a genius.
Well, no. They have to replace that. Remember, they've had a
yes.
Hall of Fame offensive line guys retire in pretty quick succession.
And I do like that part of their like roster building is they do know the importance of an offensive line. To a point where Stephen Jones did have to course correct when Jerry wanted Johnny Manziel. Zach Martin was the selection. So the Cowboys brass does understand that offensive line is important. They're lucky that's the case because that's all they've gotten right as of late.
I mean, Deron Bland, I mentioned him. I mean, he's an all-pro corner. They get in the fifth round back in 22.
Yes, Bland and Ferguson are really the mm-hmm. ones in 2022 that kind of save it.
Guyton, we don't know yet. I think he was hurt all last year. I'm not sure. No, he played 15 games. Never mind.
Yeah, and Guyton's an offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's Neyland, their second rounder.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't give you much in 11 games, but he's banged up. You know, you need to see more from what you've got in your draft classes,
mm-hmm.
because otherwise they've kind of been very unspectacular as of late, and the plates are starting to wobble here in Jerryland.
I mean, that is where you get to where we're talking about, even with some of these named stars, they're not going to do well. And a lot of it, yeah, is it's more the depth guys aren't very good. They're very top heavy. They've got two, you know, Pro Bowl level corners. They both have picked up injuries though, and Diggs, while is a great kind of big play corner, he can get burned very often.
And even then, once you start getting past 2020, we're not looking at the same kind of roster mm-hmm. management at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, Parsons is the gem of your 21 draft, right? Outside of that, what have you gotten in 21? Not much.
Not much.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
803-0550, the number to call. We go back to the phones. Adam is with us next. Adam, how are we doing?
Not too bad, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
The Parsons thing. Now, I do agree that they should have gotten more in the trade. But I think what makes Jerry dare I say, a genius out of all of this, is just simply not paying him. You know, if you look at, you know, the defensive end position, and I'm not seeing Parsons on this list because I'm assuming he's probably listed as a linebacker.
Yeah.
But, you know, TJ Watt, $41 million a year. Okay, like the Steelers are a threat to win the Super Bowl? No. Then you got Myles Garrett, and then Danielle Hunter, and then Max Crosby, Nick Bosa. I mean, none of these guys are on teams that I believe are threats to win Super Bowls, which kind of lends to the fact, like, if you're not paying a quarterback this type of money, then why invest it? You know, why not try to get as many assets as you can for a player, which, again, I think they probably could have gotten more. But I just don't see the investment into the defensive end position. I hated the idea for Parsons for the Bills mm-hmm. to begin with, just for the simple fact that they rotate that position so much. And what, you're going to pay $50 million a year for a guy who's going to play 50% of your snaps? You know, if you're going to be paying a guy this much, he needs to be putting points on the board. And I understand, you know, the economics of the position, you know, supply and demand and all this stuff. I just think it was a smart move from Dallas to simply not pay him and see what they can do for the future. So I'll hang up and listen, and thanks for taking my call.
Adam, thanks for calling in, man. And on that point, I think it's a really good one, too, that, you know, maybe the best thing is not paying him. It's also – that's a conversation I've had about wide receiver and why not necessarily going to pay the biggest guy and having, you know, all that money to a 1,400-yard, 100-catch guy every year does well. Looking at the highest-valued – wide receiver contracts, it's Chase in Cincinnati, Jefferson in Minnesota, Lamb in Dallas, Metcalf in Pittsburgh, and Garrett Wilson and with the Jets. I'd argue Minnesota is in a good spot. I really like them. They aren't paying a quarterback yet.
They're not paying a quarterback yet. And he's also kind of the question mark. How good are you really?
Jefferson?
No, Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota, yes, with McCarthy.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah, how good are you really? Minnesota. How dare you even assume that that's where I'm going with that?
I was lost. I was like, what?
I'm actually caught. You betrayed me, as a matter of fact.
But yeah, he's the huge question mark. Did they actually hit a quarterback? If they did, you're going to see them have to get rid of guys like maybe Addison because, well, you're going to have to spend all that money on a quarterback. We've talked endlessly with the Chiefs or with the Bengals. They are so top heavy on just offense
that their defense has actively kept them out of the playoffs the last few years.
Dallas with CeeDee Lamb.
And even then, the pass rusher thing, like mm-hmm. he brings up T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt is T.J. Watt, Myles Garrett, Trey Hendrickson. We're looking at some of the top-end players that are getting mm-hmm. paid on the defensive end. T.J. Watt is probably the one that I would pay all that money to because he does actively break the game.
He's had moments.
He has a lot of those moments.
A big reason why Pittsburgh's been able to have these winning seasons
such. He's why Pittsburgh has been able to stay relevant. They're nothing without T.J. Watt, I think. People are like, oh, Mike Tomlin's been there forever. Yeah, he's not the reason. His stability is not why they go 9-8 Super Bowl. It's because of T.J. Watt.
But it is curious, though, to look at it. I mean, like Parsons now in Green Bay. I think we can argue Green Bay is a good team. But Watt with Pittsburgh, I think, is an average team. Garrett on Cleveland, bad team. Danielle Hunter on Houston, good team. Crosby on the Raiders, I think unknown, but probably closer to a middling team. Nick Bosa with San Francisco, they're very much on their way out. Cincinnati with Trey Hendrickson, we've mentioned them. Montez Sweat with Chicago, middling team, maybe good. Andrew Van Ginkle, Minnesota, good team. Then you get to Karlaftis, Leonard Williams, you're getting to Greg Rousseau as well. The best teams aren't really spending that huge money. In Green Bay, I mentioned last night on the nightcap, they are getting close to they're going to have to let some of their depth go now. They're the first team to spend $100 million on two players, Jordan Love and now Micah Parsons. Their depth will get hurt probably after this year.
And this is where it's a unique balance because like most of those teams with the top five salaries with pass rushers, they don't have a quarterback, most of them.
Pittsburgh, Cleveland.
The Texans have one, but like, how good is CJ Stroud really?
Mm-hmm. Even Vegas, it's a smaller deal for Geno Smith.
Yeah, I don't think Geno Smith's the answer there. The 49ers, how good is Brock Purdy really? He just got the deal.
Chicago is not paying Caleb Williams. We've mentioned Minnesota. They're not paying J.J. McCarthy.
The Giants are not paying
Jackson Dart.
Any of their quarterbacks, really. It is that balance of you have a quarterback or do you have other pieces? And I think, though, the thing with the Packers is you might have both. The fascinating part of this now.
We have not touched on what this does for Green Bay, and that's maybe to our detriment, but Green Bay has vaulted into, I think, around the same category as Philadelphia. They should be looking at this as an NFC championship appearance or bust.
Yes. And the best part for me, I think, that is Green Bay really does have this opportunity, even in a bad year, to still come out of this looking okay.
Yeah.
You and I talked about this off the air of like, what's the worst that can happen with the Green Bay Packers now with how their roster is constructed overall? The NFC North is not easy, but we don't know how good Minnesota is really. J.J. McCarthy could sink the whole ship for all we know. I don't think the Bears are going to be good. I think Caleb Williams is indeed a bust. I don't think that he should have been the first overall pick. Nothing about him really, when I watched him, saw me thinking he's a top-tier NFL quarterback. I don't think so. As a matter of fact, they probably felt pressured to take the quarterback even though the pick wasn't theirs, that they got first overall.
Mm-hmm.
But because you got the first overall pick 2 years in a row, why are you not? Right? So it just turns into this, you're taking him just to take him. With Parsons going to Green Bay and how balanced their roster overall is, and now the last burning question that they have is kind of gone. Now you have a defensive end pairing of Parsons with Rashawn Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Gary's a solid player in his own right.
Made a Pro Bowl last year.
He's consistently
getting around 7 sacks a year.
Nine and a half sacks a couple of years back. Like, he's a very consistent player. He is who he is. Tell me that man ain't going to hit double digits now because the defenses are going to have to focus on Parsons.
Gary may never face a double team again.
Never again. And that's good. The defense gets better. The secondary doesn't have to deal with it anymore. Like the
Their corner room is suspect.
But now,
yeah.
How do you help a corner room that's suspect?
Mm-hmm.
You get them pass rush to hurry decisions.
Yep.
That is where that marriage comes in. On offense, I think Jordan Love is good enough to take the Packers where they need to go in the NFC. I also think that Green Bay's roster is good enough that you can get it done too. You have a balance of wide receiver depth. None of them is ever going to end up being a star player, but they're probably what you'd call good enough. The collection.
Just wait on Matthew Golden. Just
Golden, that's right. And they do draft Matthew Golden.
Wait on Matthew Golden.
So ready? So what if they do add a top-tier piece to a bunch of receivers that are solid, if not spectacular, right, if Golden gets there? An offensive line that's decent enough to get the job done. And even a backup quarterback that can win you 8 games if Jordan Love's out for the year.
Malik Willis was 2-0 last year.
Malik Willis was not only just 2-0, he was solid.
He played well. He played very well. Yeah.
That's the other portion of this. They have a good backup quarterback, too. In a league where it's got to be quarterback or death, they have one of the better backup options now.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Tennessee. And you have the opportunity now, at worst, 7 wins. And that's if Love's out for the year.
Oh, that's if they occur a ton of injuries.
Or the worst injury.
Yeah. That's what it would have to be. Now, I will say, though, and I mentioned this on the nightcap, like we talked about the wide receiver depth. You're losing a lot of those guys. Golden has to hit because you're going to lose a good portion of them.
But what's Green Bay do already with the wide receiver room?
No, that's right. They've built
themselves. This played into their hands.
They built themselves perfectly of like, yeah, cool, take another guy in the third.
This played into their hands.
Yeah. No, it's been a while since I've brought it up, but the Green Bay model of just kind of keep throwing darts at the dartboard with the wide receiver position in rounds 1 through 4 and just get a bunch of guys.
And in terms of team building, what would I rather invest more heavily in? Is it going to be a top-tier wide receiver or a top-tier pass rusher? And the answer is always going to be a pass rusher, because a great quarterback can get you more out of less with your wide receiver room.
Yeah, Allen wins the MVP with Mac Hollins leading the team in touchdown receptions.
A top-tier pass rusher gets more from less out of a secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Not to the impact that a quarterback
does
with a wide receiver, but it helps. One of the reasons the Bills were not good last year in the postseason was because their pass rush was not up to snuff that day. It does not hurt to try to benefit that way. You have a top-tier corner, for example. This Joey Bosa addition is why it's a big deal. Because if you can marry it with Rousseau and Bosa playing up to the cap hits that they have, and you already have a top-end corner, maybe you can actually fix things for once.
Yeah, but it's also where you get excited about, to the extent you can in the preseason, I know, why you get excited about Deion Walker and TJ Sanders and how they played. It doesn't have to just be edge rushers. Aaron Donald is the best defensive player I've ever seen in person. In person, I never saw a Rams game live, but you know what I mean, on TV while I'm living. He's the best one I've ever seen. He was a defensive tackle. Not saying Deion Walker's going to be that, but you can still get that elite pass rusher from the interior. That's what they wanted at Oliver to be. That's where it is exciting. We'll see how the secondary options go, especially, as you mentioned, with the Joey Bosa addition as well. And I agree with you in terms of what would you rather have, the high-end wide receiver contract or the high-end edge rusher contract. I mentioned it yesterday to some listeners who I was going back and forth on Twitter. Pass rusher is the only position outside of quarterback that I would spend multiple firsts to get. It's the only one.
And even then, Parsons has more versatility. He's not just an edge rusher. You can play him off ball.
Mm-hmm. Arguably, where he does his best work is not a hand in the ground kind of deal.
So why not? Because you have more versatility on him, and he's a top-tier pass rusher. You get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Mike, we'll get to your call after this quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.